Welcome back, everybody, to the Literary Weapons Podcast. This is part two of our discussion on Dune. And like I said previously, this is a full spoiler podcast. This is part two. So if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to part one, things might get a little confusing. So definitely go listen to part one and come back. And we're going to jump right back in because at the time, I did not know that this was going to be a two-part series. So, yeah, here we go.
Okay, so they used eugenics. That's their entire plan, right? Is using eugenics to build the perfect human.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see where you're going.
So just that's exactly what Hitler was trying to do. He was. I hate to break it to you.
No, yeah, I know.
But
I just didn't realize that was like. I guess it's because I haven't read it in so long. So much I've forgotten.
But the thing is, they use these fancy words like we've been molding humanity to reach this perfect point. It's eugenics, like
without a doubt, without.
They're
a doubt.
Using it. To set like every ruler of each major house, their genetics were designed by the Bene Gesserit.
Well, I mean, you see that within like each, like, because like even in the second movie, it even added that in there. Like, because like that was from, but I mean, that was one part from the book they got right. But like, it was because Paul's mom is Bene Gesserit. And you go look at the Harkonnen house, but you really don't see anything in the other families at this point.
But from
what you can tell, there's Bene Gesserit in, like I'm saying that weird, in every house, like even with the Emperor, like he's got a shit ton with him.
Right.
And which I don't like, at the same time, that's one thing I don't really understand. Like, how do they have so much power?
So I think it's one of those things where they're basically the Jedi, where like they have all, because it's said that like they don't have supernatural powers, they're just trained, and that's one difference between the books and the movies that I've seen a lot of people complain about. I think it's not a great complaint because the way it's explained in the book is very like convoluted and like nerdy, where it's like they've been trained for millennia to where they can notice the minute changes in the body. And so basically it's not that when they use the voice, it's not they're using magic to make people do things. It's that they can look at someone and know them so well from one look that they know what they need to say to make them do whatever.
I know, but with the like, with the I know it's not like you saying it's not supernatural, but like with it being like training from millennia, and they're able to have those memories passed down from. Is that not supernatural though?
It is kind of. I don't know. It's weird, and that's the thing is like. That's one of those things where I think the movie does it better by just saying, yeah, it's supernatural.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, cool, that's great.
That's the thing with books, though, at the same time. Though.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a cool system or whatever in the book, but, like, you could have just said they were space witches, and I would have been like, yeah,
well, that's what they are.
Yeah.
That's what they are, yeah. Because in my mind, when I'm reading the book, I'm like, space witches.
It explains it as, like, they're using certain vocal techniques, and it's stupid, honestly. Like, I love the book, but that part, I was just like, okay, just, they're space witches? That's all we need.
And let's move on, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't need two pages of being like, this is how they do it. I don't really care. Just say they're space witches.
Yeah, just get to the point on that.
Yeah, I don't want to know how like a Jedi mind track works. Like, just how, just, it's a Jedi mind trick. I got it. We're cool.
Yeah. Because I mean, at the same time, when they go and there's all those explanations, I always end up, a majority of the time, end up a little more confused when they go into those real, like, in-depth explanations of it. Versus kind of like, I always end up like reading the two pages and be like, ah, do I need to read that again? Nah,
We're just gonna
let's just keep going.
flip. So back to how the Bene Gesserit are Nazis land. I pulled this quote. I pulled a couple quotes from the Bene Gesserit just to prove my point, because I knew that this was gonna be a hot take. And I need you to buy into this.
Okay.
They think they're like the Bene Gesserit mission is to separate humans from animal stock. From the words, from the mouth of the Reverend Mother, that is their mission. Yeah. It's
You're
so,
not
it,
you're not wrong. I mean, that's pretty
dude,
spot on.
it's so fucked up, because like all this stuff about, oh, we prepared a place in the wilderness for you, Paul. Like, you'll be okay. All it is they're controlling these, like, not like they're less advanced, as in they're, I think you see this in kind of in the movies, but especially in the book, the Fremen are not like barbaric people.
Not at all.
Like, they are just as advanced technologically. They just don't care about politics.
I mean, then it's also like a different, different kind of advancedness just from where they're at.
Yeah, but like, they designed the still suits and all these like
Well, but
technologies.
yeah, because they're adapted to where they are, and it's
Yeah.
based off of where they're at.
But also, it's the whole thing is they don't care about going to any other planets, because they just want to stay where they are. But that's why the Bene Gesserit see them as like
They could
a,
be they could be turned radically.
yeah,
Yeah.
is, and
Well, I mean,
it's
because
only because they're not in the
they don't care about
stars.
money.
Yeah.
They
That's
don't like.
the whole thing. It's so like the Bene Gesserit think that they're like a less than, like, they think that they are the animals of the galaxy just because they're not out in
But I
space
mean, if you were to
exploring.
look at that society and for that like planet and the way that they are in any other civilization, you could turn that back into like the Aztecs when the Europeans came.
Yeah.
You could make that where like they don't really care for the same things you do, but you bring something to them like that, they could turn that into like a radical such like
Yeah.
deal.
I mean, it's really, so it's the, I mean, that's why Catholicism is so big in, Central and South America, is because they implanted it deep in that culture, and just like no one touched it for what, 1,000 years, 500, 600 years, whatever it was. And it's kind of the same thing with the Bene Gesserit, except it's thousands and thousands of years ago, where they just said, hey, you should start believing in this.
So it was like a built up religion where they're it's just anticipating like it's almost well I don't want to bring this into it, but I mean it's like it's almost like like bringing back like the return of Jesus almost.
Well, yeah, I mean, Paul is literally,
It's their Jesus pretty much.
yeah, well, he fulfills all the prophecies because of the Bene Gesserit. So they started, like, it's basically like the Bene Gesserit wrote the Old Testament, and then behind the scenes worked to birth Jesus, and then said, aha, look, the Old Testament prophecies are correct. And it's like, yeah, because you spent 1,000 years doing eugenics to make Jesus.
Right, because like they make a point to keep saying we have other prospects. You know, like, and they bash Paul's mother for that because she had a son. You
And
know, and it was like,
she was being a good wife at the end of the day. Like she was being a good
well, she wasn't
person.
his wife. Let's just make that clear. She wasn't his wife,
That's true.
which kind of at first kind of went over my head that she was not his wife, and I was just like, oh, she's just a concubine. But then again, though, did he did what's his name? What's Paul's dad's name?
Leto,
Did
Leto.
Le did Leto ever even have
A
a
wife?
wife?
No, he didn't.
So she was his wife, but I mean, he couldn't actually, which was another point in the book that kind of made me a little confused at the same time. Like, how does he not have any kind of like? Because like you, it is like it. The book is like almost the same thing as like your big European powers back in the day, where you kind of you married in, you had, you know, people married like alliance marriages kind of, you know, and like why was Leto able to not marry and then grow to the point where he was so pow like they were so powerful that they were threatening the emperor?
So they, and it goes into this in the book. They're very, very like homegrown world power, or galactic power, whatever you want to say, where I'm trying to think of a comparison in the real world, where they didn't become powerful through trade or like making alliances. They start out with a very small band, and they like I'm okay. So kind of like the Zulus, where they became powerful through making exceptional warriors at home and then conquering little bits as they gain more power. And then you take in these new people, train them the way that you were trained. And then also in Dune, the Atreides family takes in all of the people that the Harkonnens fuck over, basically. So like, anyone that hates the Harkonnens knows that the Atreides will protect them, basically. And so they gain power through opposing the Harkonnens, is kind of the deal.
Oh, so that makes a lot of sense then. That makes a okay. I got you.
So the Duke isn't married yet because he's waiting for kind of the deal that Paul gets, like the Empress. Like he is waiting for a trump card marriage where it's like someone that has immense power says, oh, I want to marry you. He can say, yeah, let's do it, join our houses, and then they become the top house. So yeah, they are a very like they're almost, I mean, they're kind of like an America before World War II. So they're kind of isolationist, just building at home.
Okay, yeah, I did notice that. That was one, yeah, okay. That was one thing I
So
did notice in the like mainly in the book that was they were building, and then it was like the emperor was like, okay, you're getting a little too big and powerful that I'm gonna send you to Arrakis.
just send you there to die. And he sent the starter car. So in the book, the starter car, and this is something that I wish was shown in the movies because it would have been so cool. There is a solid like 5 pages about comparing the starter car to the Fremen and how they are the same. So the Emperor has a planet where it's like it's just they get tortured, like That's his prison planet. And he brings in all the prisoners across the galaxy, and they basically just fight each other to the death, and like less than 1% survives. And basically, like in the same way that the Fremen have to survive on Arrakis, these prisoners have to survive on this planet. So they're turned into basically like Navy SEALs because they're fighting every moment to survive.
Right. So
So
they become like the best of the
yeah, the
best
reason
kind
why the Fremen are so much better than the Sardaukar is because they live like that since birth.
deal. Right.
But in the books, it's a very like very explicit. They do like shared suffering and secret covenant, like where in Sardaukar it's we serve the Emperor, the Fremen it's we serve Muad'Dib, we
Right, but
serve.
like at the same time, like if you go look at the first movie, like you could have added, I mean, you could have done that in like a 15-minute little deal, or even like a 10-minute little deal, just like a little snapshot to
Yeah.
show what, because like the scene where it was like showing all the sacrificing and stuff, and then the Sardaukar getting ready to go to Arrakis, you could have like. In between those sacrifices and all that, you could have added like a 10-minute little or a five, you could have added a 5-minute clip just to kind of show what, how,
Yeah.
why they are what they are, you know?
Also, okay, so there was a perfect moment in part two that they could have done that. When Austin Butler, Fade Rotha, is doing his little gladiator fight, the girl that seduces him, Lady
The Bene
Fenring,
Gesserit.
yeah. Her husband in the book is there too. They're there together.
That's right. Oh shit, that's right.
And Baron Harkonnen tells him, I think I'll turn Arrakis into my prison planet like the Emperor's. And
Because
the Count says, don't tell anybody else that plan because you will die. Because no one knows that that's how the Emperor makes the Sardaukar.
I completely forgot about
Yeah,
now, but now that you say that, I remember that in the book that they were to, like she came with her husband. I completely forgot
yeah.
about that now that you said that. Okay,
So they
so
could have.
he was like the like he was like a he was a big deal guy, and like the Baron was almost like cowering to him almost, or not
Yeah.
cowering, but he was like real respectful of him when he came into this
Well,
situation.
because in the book, he is the Emperor's best friend.
That's right. Yep, that's it. That's it. That's it.
So he's really important in the very end scene when Paul fights Fade Rotha. The Emperor looks to Count Fenring and says, will you fight for me? He says, no, I won't fight for you. Because he knows like who Paul is.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, so he's a huge deal because that like he's the one that draws the connection between the Fremen and the Sardaukar. And he's also the connect he's the Emperor's voice, I think is his like title. He's like the voice of the Emperor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I knew it was something like that, but I didn't want to say that. I wasn't too 100% sure. But no,
Yeah.
that's what he was. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, that's so crazy because he is such an interesting character in the second half of the book. And they are just like,
Ah, fuck him. Yeah.
fuck
Yeah.
him.
Well,
let
there's a
me.
couple of those. There's a couple of those that it's, I mean, I'm sure we'll get to that in a second about the second book. I mean, the second movie, but.
So let me see if there's anything. I think that's all I had on yeah, that's all I have on the book. So
Yeah, because
now,
most of my stuff that I have is for the movies from the book. So,
so yeah, I
but there's
have.
one thing about the like so don't know. No, never mind. Let's just keep going because I don't want to. I will go into a tangent really fast.
What's
So
the tangent about?
this is about the book, but I mean I'm sure we'll get to that tangent at some point here in a little bit. So
Okay.
we'll just keep going.
So let's go into, well, actually, so let me give my rating of Dune, the book. I'm giving it two thumbs up.
Let's just say out of you would go to 5 out of 10.
Well, no,
Let's
Len,
go
on this podcast, we do
two
the
thumbs.
thumbs,
You do the
two thumbs up.
thumbs.
So I know you haven't listened to any of our podcasts, Land. You asked because we explained this in the first episode.
Yeah, okay, I'll be honest with you, I have not listened to the first episode.
Okay, so two thumbs down is I will go out of my way to trash on whatever it is.
And to get people from not reading it.
One thumbs down is if you ask me about it, I'll say I didn't really like it, but I'm not going to go out of my way.
To convince you of that.
Yeah, no thumbs is a meh, and it's I didn't really feel strongly about it one way or the other. One thumb is, like I like it. I'm not gonna go out of my way to tell you about it. Or if I know you're into that kind of thing, I would say, yeah, you need to read this or watch this, but it's not for everybody. Two thumbs up is I'll stand up on the street corner and say, everyone needs to read this
Okay.
book or watch
Okay.
this.
Okay. All right. I got you now. All right.
Because we're not a negative critical podcast. We're a good vibes, good feelings podcast.
I would shit on some things.
Well, we shit on some things, but I try not to, because like with books.
I guess you can't be like that objective because there are people that would like it at the same
Yeah, and that's my thing is like there's
time.
some books where it has like a 2 on Goodreads, but I find enjoyment out of it. And so it's like I'll give it a one thumbs up.
Well, like that was like the reviews we read for the Obsidian Path book. Like there were people that shit on that book. And I was like,
I love
fantastic, fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And that's my thing, especially on books, because like movies, it's a little bit more objective.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. See, like I'm a huge, huge, huge movie guy. So
But
like
like
I
books, since you fill in a lot of like the visuals yourself, I don't think you have to be as objective about it.
That makes sense.
Because
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
it's a lot more about your perspective.
Yeah, because I mean, you create it yourself, kind of in a way where it's
Yeah.
you picture it the way you want to picture it.
Yeah, so that's why I don't like giving numbers to
You don't like giving
books.
like a movie review numbers for a
Yeah, but like
book.
for a
Okay. All
movie,
right. That I like that. I like that. That's good.
that's well, and so then you'll like the other episodes of our podcast because that's how we rate things.
Okay, cool. All right, I like that. I like that. That's a good way of doing it.
So Dune the book, two thumbs up. Everyone should read it.
Well, then I give it two thumbs up too, then.
Cool. So
I
part
need to reread it. I really do. But at the
you
same time,
really do.
rereading books is hard for me, man. It's tough.
So I like to give it a year or 2 years in between rereads.
I mean, it's been 2 years for me. But at the same time, though, like when I read the book the first time, when was it? Was it like it was not the same year as the first movie, wasn't it? It was a year later.
Yeah, it was a year later because I bought it the day after we watched the movie.
Yeah, that's right. So like the thing about it was when I was reading the because the first movie was almost spot on to the book. It was as close as they could have gotten to it.
Well,
In
so
my opinion. And so when I read that first half of the book, I was kind of dragging on it a little bit.
yeah.
And but at the same time though, I was invested, but I didn't read it as fast as I did some other books.
Well, the first half of the book, kind of like the first movie, a lot of people complain the first movie is really slow and boring.
I disagree with that.
Well, I know, but like that's a lot of people's complaint. The first half of the book is very like
Yeah.
it's a lot of
It's a
build
build
up.
up. It's a build up. Like you're getting to where it's like they're building to what's about to happen. And the movie did, I think the movie did a great job. And like I will watch that first movie multiple times and still love it. I will still love it.
So what do you give the movie? Well, give your thumbs rating and give your numbers rating.
For
What do
the
you think
first or
about the
second movie?
first movie? We're just talking about the first movie right now.
First movie, I give it an 8.2. I still give it two thumbs up though. I think anyone needs to needs to watch it.
So I'll give it two thumbs up. I would give it an 8.5.
Okay. No, I
I
mean,
the first movie, I think I've seen it six times now.
I've seen it.
I love the first movie.
And
And
that's the thing about like for me to think a movie is really good is that I can rewatch it, and no matter how many times I rewatch it, I still love it. You know, it's not like, oh, I gotta watch this movie again. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, let's watch this movie again. You know, like
like
it's one
I
of
would
those.
watch part one right now.
Yeah, and I watched it last week, so I would gladly watch it again. But like it's
But
hard. It's like the thing about with me with rating movies is at the same time though I don't think I've ever given a movie above an 8.7. Like it's hard for me to give a movie a 9. Like I don't know. Just rating movies is tough for me.
So I thought that as well until I did my Christopher Nolan watch through.
Would you give a 9?
I would give Memento a 9.
I still haven't seen that.
I would give Inception a 9. And I would give Oppenheimer a 9.
That's fair. That's fair. Now I can't say anything on Memento, and I'm the biggest movie guy you fucking know. And I still haven't seen Memento yet. So,
Dude, Memento is amazing.
that's why.
It's so good. So Len, back on Dune,
Sorry.
I no, you're
Yeah.
good.
Sorry.
I have three things that stick out to me that kind of bother me about part one.
Okay, I want to hear this. Yeah, because I'm kind of curious.
Just from rereading the book, because I watched part one, read the book, and then now rereading the book, I'm kind of thinking about stuff again. Paul is kind of a bitch in part one.
Yes. In the movies?
Yeah, in the
Yeah.
movies. Like in the books,
It's fucking hard. He's
he's hard.
tough. Like and then like it's like especially in that fight scene in that I mean I don't want to like spoil too much, but like in this fight scene in the helicopter.
No, man, this is full spoilers. We've talked
Oh,
about
okay, cool.
everything.
All right, cool.
If
So in
you're
the
still listening to this point, I'm
All
so
right.
sorry.
So,
I didn't give a spoiler warning at the beginning. God.
well, you're just gonna have to advertise that. So in the whatever the little chopper deal they got going, the thump the not the thumper the fucking
Ornithopter?
yeah whatever you have the little Lego set of,
Yeah, the Lego that flaps.
yeah. So in that in the book, Paul fucks him up.
Yeah, it's
But
all Paul.
in the movie, it's all his mom.
Well, so,
And then he kind of gets rocked in the movie a little bit.
yeah,
And
and
I mean, you really only see how good Paul is when he fights Jameis.
yeah, and so the
And
Jameis.
no, I will say this. No, let me say this. They do show you a little bit when he fights Gurney. Like when he does a little sparring session with Gurney. Like it shows a little bit in the movie, but like Paul is like, he's top tier in Arrak, not Arrakis,
Atreides.
Atreides
And
fighters.
Atreides is top tier in the galaxy.
Yeah, no, they're like the, what? They're like the, they're like equal to, they're equal to the Sharangar, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. So, well, that's the thing is When,
Well, that could be another reason why the Emperor was scared of him at the same time, right?
yes, it is. So that's brought up in the book a lot, is that the Atreides fighters were equal, if not better, than the Sardaukar. So
And
here's the thing.
they made a good point of doing that because it kind of showed one of the main, like, really why the Emperor did it.
Yes. And the thing is, like, Paul is at the top tier of the Atreides fighters. And the Atreides fighters are the best in the galaxy.
Arguably behind, like, with the Fremen.
Yeah, arguably behind the Fremen. But in the books, from the first page, Paul might be the hardest guy in the known universe.
Right.
And in the movies, he gets fucked all of the time. But like, he is that guy from the start. Also, the none of the movies mention Paul is trained as a Bene Gesserit witch. He's trained as a fighter by Duncan Idaho
The
to
top
be.
of the top of the Atreides.
Yes. He's also trained as a Mentat by T'Fear. So he has the mental computer stuff that T'Fear does in
Which
like.
is, I mean, you see, it kind of shows that a little bit in the movie. I will give the movie credit a little bit. Like Paul's retention of knowledge, or not knowledge, but like of
Information and stuff.
inform. That's what I was looking for. Information is above average, way above average.
So in the books, it's almost like superhuman. I feel like in the movie, he's almost nerfed in the movie.
He is without a doubt. Like that was one thing we've had a conversation about before, was we was that I felt like he was seriously nerfed in the movies.
Yeah, but like I get why, because it's
It
hard to
makes
make.
more of a theatrical.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of this comes in. I do have one point where they made a change, and I think it would have been a better theatrical version if they would just left it alone. Gurney Halleck in the book is like a warrior bard. He's like freaking what's his name from The Witcher if he had Geralt's fighting skills.
I mean, he is like, it's dirty. Like, it's like,
Yeah, he kills guys and then sings a song about it.
I just don't, I, oh, like, what's his name? Now you're gonna make me think about his name.
Yaskier.
Is that his name?
In The Witcher? Yeah, the bard, like the guy that sings.
Dude. And that was one thing in the movie. Like, I feel like you really don't, like, you see a little bit of how good he is, but you really don't, like, I feel like the movie didn't show, ex like, because in the book, it made a point of, like, Gurney is, so, like, the movie made, what's his name?
Duncan?
Duncan look like he was, the absolutely dirty. I feel like they don't give Gurney credit, because I feel like, because Gurney's above Duncan.
Well, no, Duncan is above Gurney in the
Is he
book.
really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, all right.
So even the Baron Harkonnen knows who Duncan Idaho is.
Okay.
He's like, oh shit, like, we killed Duncan Idaho? That's
Hell yeah.
crazy.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Like, he is like surprised that Duncan is dead. That's,
Okay.
I will say, the movie does amazing at making Duncan Idaho that guy.
They do. They do.
Like, Jason Momoa
All right.
is fire.
I don't, like, as a I don't think Jason Momoa is the greatest actor, but he plays roles like that great. He plays roles like that great. Like when he played in the Game of Thrones, when he played
Khal Drogo.
great. He didn't hardly say shit, but I fucking loved him in it. I thought he was the greatest. So it was
Well,
like,
he's just so badass when he doesn't talk that much.
yeah, because he's that he the way it's just the way he looks. You know, honestly, you, like,
It's the hair, it's the shoulders, it's all of it.
damn it, it didn't even work out. It's all genetics, baby.
Well, no, apparently he does actually go hard in the gym.
Well, I guess when he has to prepare for a role, have you seen him recently?
No.
He's fat.
Really?
He's not fat, but he's not in shape.
Well, dude, well, because as soon as he gets a role, he
He
takes
lock. He
like,
kind of locks it in a little
well,
bit,
dude, he
yeah.
takes D-ball and everything
Oh, dude, and
else.
that's one thing like about like Hollywood. They don't publicize what those actors are taking.
Oh, they're
Those
taking a
actors.
lot.
I don't want to go off on a tangent, but do you remember when what Hugh Jackman looked like in Wolverine?
Well, dude, you know he's part of the 2,000-pound club?
Yeah, he was on some serious shit, dude. You saw him, like, I think I went and saw it with my dad, like, when I was younger. And me and my dad both looked at each other when he pulled up on the screen and they showed me. We were both like, holy shit. This dude is like, he's like almost 50 and he's just shredded and jacked. And it's like, something's up
No,
there. Something's going
dude,
on there.
they're all taking so many steroids. It's not even funny.
Now it might not be like the big name steroids that you hear like bodybuilders are taking, but they're taking something. You
Like
know, like
Ronnie Coleman, like D-ball.
D-ball, Deca. No.
Buddy.
Yeah, no.
So dude, part one, my last point is they took out a few plot lines, but I'm okay with it for the most part to streamline the story.
Right.
The whole Tafir Hawat thinking that Jessica was the rat.
That's part two.
That should have been part one.
In the movie?
Yeah, because that started.
No, because like if you well, I mean, if you go
No,
based off the second movie, like they don't find Gurney till late.
but Tafir starts thinking that Jessica is the rat
Oh, but
right after Paul kills the hunter killer drone in his room.
that's right. That's right.
So
That's why I need
that,
to reread the book. There's so much I forgot about.
well, like that whole plot line, that sets up a lot of the second half of the book. Because we can go and start talking about part two, but Tafir in the book is with the Harkonnens the entire time. He's there during the final fight scene.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Because like if you look in the movie, like the first movie, Tafir's not even in the fight. Like once the whole fight scene happens in the movie, Tafir is just gone. Like you don't see anything of him ever again.
He's just.
Really, you even see like you don't see him up until maybe you might I mean maybe we'll see him in the third movie, I don't know, but as of
Well,
right now, you haven't seen him since that fight broke out.
Also, he dies at the end of the book. Like
The first
right
book?
bef
The first book? I
right
don't remember that. I
before
don't remember that.
Paul and Fade Rotha fight, he dies.
I don't remember that. How did he die?
He dies from poison that the Harkonnens give him.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so
Okay.
him not being there changes a lot of stuff in part two. And I think that's my whole thing about part two, is that it changed so much of the story for to make it more streamlined. Like they cut off a lot of parts that were going on just to make it like, I don't know, to make it a little bit quicker of a story.
Hello, everybody. We took another break. We're back now. Land has something to share.
So, a big thing in the movie is that his sister in the movie is still in, his mother has not given birth to a sister yet. And in the book, she is, what is she? Is she 6 years old by the time
Yeah.
this war breaks out?
I think she's 6 years old. Oh, they shortened the whole second half. The second half is like, yeah, I think it's 6 or 7 years of stuff that
So
happens.
Paul has been a part of all this for 6 years. He has grown to be what he is within those 6 years. And his sister at this time, so like in the movie, if you see when you see the movie is his sister is his mom talking to her in the womb.
Yeah.
But in the movie, his sister is a 6-year-old girl that is,
Or in the book.
yeah, or sorry, in the book. In the book, she is a 6-year-old girl that is pretty much a grown woman at this. The way she speaks, the like, and all the things she knows more than most people.
Well,
And it's freaking people out.
she's the same maturity level as their mom.
Yeah. And it's freaking people out in the book.
Like Paul's wife that he inherited from Jameis, that is just not spoken of.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is huge in itself. And that's just a point in the book, like in the movie, where it's just kind of like, this is kind of, you, I, they needed, I don't know how they would have done it. Like, I really don't know how they would have, I think that's why they didn't do it, to be honest with you, is because I don't think they knew really how they were going to portray a 6-year-old girl having the same knowledge his mother does. And the like speak in speaking as a grown up, I guess, as a grown adult.
Well, so what I think, I don't know. Like, this thing is, I don't know how to make a movie. I'm not a freaking, Hollywood person, but don't think you can make this story work without her.
Yeah, because I mean, if you go look at the ending of the movie, that's a
Like,
huge point.
oh,
Like
it's not even
when,
the ending, Land.
I mean, do I want to can I spoil the movie? I mean, are we like
Yeah,
we're already
no,
spoiling shit. We're
we're
already
deep in
spoiling shit.
spoilers.
So when Paul at the end of the movie, when Paul's the one that kills the Baron, Paul's not the one that kills the Baron in the book. It's his sister.
Land, so
And his
I.
home, Paul. So what you told me too that I forgot about was Paul was the one that Paul didn't even see the Baron until after he was dead.
Yeah, Len, I wrote something down that is crazy. So she's not there in the movie because the movie is trying to make all of it about Paul. It's trying to make the movie about him from his perspective. It's trying to make the story be like it's Paul's story. So, whatever. In the book, his sister kills him, right? Because his sister is an extension of Jessica. And because Jessica, all she cares about is the like Baron Harkonnen killed my husband. I want to kill him for my
And that's
revenge.
my grandfather, or
Yes.
that's my father. Excuse me, that's my
Yes.
father. Yeah.
So that is what Alita is raised on.
And so that whole scene where Paul's like, "Hello, grandfather," that was his 6-year-old sister, who
Yes.
is a full-blown child, but is
An
not really a
adult.
ch is not really a child. And that was one thing in the book that I was like, holy shit.
So, Lynn, I think it goes even further. So, like, story and character wise, Paul
does not want to be the one that kills the Baron because he realizes that the Baron is just a weapon for the Emperor.
Right.
He realizes that the Emperor and the Bene Gesserit are the true reason why his father died.
They're the true antagonist of the whole story.
They are. But so Paul realizes that in the book, and he sends his sister to go kill him because to his sister, the Harkonnen are the enemy. So it means more to her to kill Baron Vladimir Harkonnen than it does to Paul because Paul realizes who the true enemy is. But in the movie, Paul still seems like he's like, oh, the Harkonnens are the true enemy.
And that was another thing. They took it as more of a revenge story too, as well in the movie.
It is a revenge story,
I
but
know, but they took it as more of like Paul's like, oh, the Harkonnens did this to me. They,
Paul in the books knows that it's not the Harkonnen's
right.
fault.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like in the movies, it made it seem like he still thought the Harkonnens were the big points in it.
No, like the Harkonnens are just a weapon for the Emperor.
Right.
And that's the thing is like the Harkonnens even know that. It's like, hey, we were just the blade of the Emperor. But I think it makes Paul less of an intelligent
All
protagonist.
knowing person.
Yeah, as an all-knowing person, he should understand that it was not like, yes, it was technically a Harkonnen blade that killed his father.
Technically.
But at the end of the day, that blade was ordered by the Emperor. And that the Emperor was ordered by the Bene Gesserit. And I think that's the major thing about all of these changes is that it was made a lot more streamlined and easy to comprehend to a detriment. Because the Bene Gesserit were seen as like, oh, yeah, they're bad, but like, they're not the main bad. Like, it's still the Harkonnens.
Yeah.
No, in the book, the Bene Gesserit are the bad people.
And that was another thing, like in the second movie too, like they made like the Emperor was the bad as well, but they still made like the you could tell that the Bene Gesserit were bad if you were to watch the movie,
Yeah.
but you wouldn't think they were the main, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not the main,
Antagonist.
they're not the main antagonist,
Yeah.
right? Like you still think that the Emperor and everybody else kind of has a little bit of a play in it when it's really not.
Well, they're the whole reason why the jihad happens.
Yeah. And like that's the whole reason why Paul or Rafa or whatever his name is, Fai Rafa is even considered.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I feel like the whole jihad thing being played for comedy really bothered me in the movie.
Now, don't get me wrong. As a movie, it was like I thought it was funny. I thought it was, they made, what's his name? What's his name? What I'm talking about? His name? You know what I'm talking about? The freaking guy. The
The
guy.
fucking, you
The
know.
guy. The guy who's the main, like, in the movie, who's.
Paul.
No. What's his fucking name?
You know about the Emperor? The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Me and Jacob looked at each other multiple times when he was saying shit and started laughing.
Dude,
No.
well, no,
What's
because
his
he.
name? The guy who's, Fuck.
Foo Fighters.
You're fucking me up even more. The guy who accepts him as being Fremen to begin with, what's his name?
Stilgar.
Stilgar. So like they made Stilgar out to be like he was this like just radically religious guy in the movie, right? Where it was just like, and that was one of my big turnoffs of the movie was that like in the book, Stilgar is, yes, he believes in Paul, but at the same time he's critical of Paul and he's almost like Paul's advisor. You know, where he's not like he can criticize Paul, but then in the movie he's just like full blown like, you are our God, you are our, like, you know, like, oh, he's the least like Al-Deeb or whatever. And it's just like, and you're just like, and don't get me wrong, it gave some comedy relief to the movie, but he is not that at all.
No,
Like,
he's a very like he is a smart ruler in the books. And I think it
Because like when he offered to like have Paul kill him, it wasn't just like, you are the least Al-Deeb, kill me. No, it was like, the only way that like you're really going to be able to get true power is if you do kill.
Yeah, well, because he was like, this is how I gain power. This is
You're gonna
how
have,
you,
you know,
yeah.
because in the book he was like, it's gonna diminish me if you do this.
Yeah, he was like, well, this is how I gain power. The only way that you can gain true power with the Fremen is if you show that you can kill me.
Even though he still like, don't get me wrong, in the book he still believed that Paul was who he was,
Yeah,
but
no, he
he
believed.
wasn't so radical that it was like anything Paul did was like least how deep, least how deep. And that's what was funny in the movie was like he just kept doing that, but it was like he was not
So,
that. He was a in the book he's a good character in the fact of like he was almost an advisor to Paul.
just rereading the books and having like Stilgar's voice. Like I know what his voice sounds like. It was very cringy to hear.
In the movie.
It was like in I don't know, like
And it probably wasn't as much for me just because I haven't read it in so long.
it was very cringy to me, and I looking back, I wish I did not reread the book right
Because
now.
it kind of ruined it a little bit for you with the movie.
Yeah, but like the movie by itself, I don't have any complaints about it.
No, it was a fantastic movie.
As
I
a
mean,
movie, it was amazing. But like rereading the book 2 weeks before the movie came out,
was not a good idea.
no. But my thing is, the first movie was generally pretty close to the
I
book.
mean, without a doubt, was pretty spot on. Like, I mean, like, there was a few things that were left out here and there, that stuff that you're like, oh, that was kind of different. But other than that, it was, for the most part, it was, they got all the big points
They got the
in.
vibe of the book.
Yes. And then that's like why, like, I was expecting when I went to go see the second one, I was like, oh, they're gonna be pretty close. And that's why I kept going, when I kept talking to you, I was like, you think they're gonna be able to fit it in one movie? And I was
Yeah,
just,
don't know. I don't like, I
I
don't.
like I love the movie. I don't want to like make it seem like I didn't like the movie, but at the same time though, it's just like
I don't
the
know
end
if
of
I like
the
the movie Land. I really don't know.
as a movie by itself, it was a fantastic movie. But with me reading the book, it makes me not like the movie as much. Like that's why I wanted to quit talking to you last night, because I was like, let me think about the movie a little bit more. Because like
Well, that's.
as a movie, I loved it, but having read the book, I don't like the movie.
I have the
But
book so fresh in my mind that it's hard for me to
because
separate the
the
two.
ending really irritated me. Like how the end scene happened really irritated me.
Oh, with Chani going. So, okay,
Like
you know.
Chani just like leaving, like that bothered me.
So,
And the
Land.
fact that they didn't, you could have fucking made them have a fucking child. That would not have taken any fucking time in the movie.
No, it would not. All you need is a 5-minute scene of them having a baby and then saying, "It should stay here in Sich
But then again, but
Tabor."
then, the movie made it seem like all this happened within a year.
Well, yeah, it's a 6-year progression. This thing is.
But like that, when the book, yes, but in the movie, they made it seem like it happened within a year,
Yeah,
or
I
not
get.
even a year. It was probably not even 6 months. Like they made it happen
No,
like
well,
that.
because Jessica was pregnant, so it's everything
Yeah,
happened
so no,
within 9 months.
no, Jessica was still pregnant. Yeah, so
Yeah.
yeah, that dude. Now that you say that, it really kind of hurts me because if you want me to give you a rating for the movie, just as a movie, not giving a book any thought, and not even just say I never read the book, I'd give the movie an 8.5 plus.
If I'd never read the book, I would give the movie an 8.2. But knowing the
Having
book,
yeah, it really ruins the movie a little bit, and I
like,
hate that. I hate that because I loved that movie, like the first movie, because I watched the first movie without reading the book, right? When
yeah.
we walked out of that theater, I was like, "Holy shit, this is my favorite movie I've seen in years." And
That's Lynn, that's how I felt walking out of the theater. But watching the second movie, the entire time, all I could think about was, what the fuck is going on?
I try like that was my whole thing when I was watching that movie. I was trying not to think about it too much because I was trying to enjoy the movie.
I
I
was
really
trying.
was.
I
And there was,
tried.
now I will say they got the end fight scene pretty good.
So no, that's my one thing where I think the
Besides the
movie.
Baron, dying, they did pretty well. They were pretty spot on.
So
That's how I pictured it at least.
I think the end fight scene where the worms are like attacking, I think it was better than the books.
Yeah.
I think the entire like from Paul gathering his army to the end.
That was good.
That might have been the best action sequence in a movie
In
I've
a
seen in
long
a
time.
while.
Yeah. And home, which you can't deny when Paul's walking up to everybody and the worm just goes behind him, dude. That shit. I started nudging you. I was like, dude, that's just so sick. That's sick.
Also, land. When he is walking up the cliff and he goes, huh, and there's millions of them
Yeah.
just sitting there going, Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib, Muad'Dib. That's so
That
fucking hard.
it was no, dude. Like that was sick. Like if you had never read the books, you would think that movie was fucking incredible.
Yeah, and that's what hurts me is that like certain moments were better than the book.
Yeah,
Like
without a doubt. Without a doubt. I agree with you on that.
the final battle when, so if you did not read the book, them going from planning the battle to him meeting the emperor is a very quick sequence in the book. In the movie, that's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
In the book, it's like we plan the battle. Next thing you
Battle, the
know,
battle kind of the battle kind of happens, and then you're at the Emperor.
yeah. So getting to see the battle was so dope.
Mean,
Like,
they gave you a little bit of a context, but it was within a chat. I mean, it was within like what, 5 pages?
yeah, it was not much. But
Yeah.
also, I think that's the point of the book is not the battle. It's that Paul realizes what the battle means. And it's him like accepting fate, but not fate, but like it's him accepting his place in the world. That's the point of the battle in the book. In the movie, it's this is a dope ass battle.
It was sick.
It
It
was
was
really
sick.
sick, dude.
Me and you both looked at each other when the worms were coming in. We were like, Fucking sick. This is hard.
This is hard.
Yeah, but
Dude, I don't know. So,
it was hard for me. Like, I really want to like the movie, and I would give it a great score if I did not worry the book. And
if
that's and I
so,
hold because like I had a conversation with Jacob on the way home, and I was telling him, I was like, dude, that was a great movie. Don't get me wrong, like all around great movie, but he kept trying to say these certain things about the movie. I'm like, read the fucking book and see where I'm coming from in this.
I think the
When
book's better. Like,
I do
I think
too. I do too. And that's what makes me so mad about, not makes me mad, but it's just like I want to love the movie. I do, because it was a great movie. At the same time, though, the book was so good. And that's what I was trying to explain to Jacob last night. I was like, dude, the book is so good, and you have to read the book to know what I'm trying to explain to you about this movie.
well, the book is so here. I was on my mom today, and I was telling her that the movies, both of them. So I love the first movie is one of my favorite movies of all time, but the movies take away the poetry and the philosophy of the books, because
I mean, that's
what.
like that's the that, like that's the whole problem with reading books and the making of
But no,
movies.
but Land,
Like,
the books are very like philosophy based. Like they are very much like in tune with, it's an ethics issue, it's metaphysics, it's a lot of things that are very advanced in philosophy. And it's hard to convey that in a movie. I think the first
I will
movie.
still say this to this day, like you reading a book, the book is always going to be better than the movie.
Yeah, because the book you
It's
have t
always going to be better than the movie.
well, you have time. You have the time to build up stuff.
Because I mean, if they wanted this movie to be a full point of the first book and the first book and this movie would be almost 5 hours.
Yeah.
Which
But
trust me, I would sit in a movie theater and watch that shit for 4.5 hours.
Land, I
And I'm
would
glad that they're making movies longer now. I really am. But
watch Dune for 6 hours. I think honestly, it is a 6 to 7, maybe 8 hour movie.
from first to second.
Yeah, I think it should have been an 8 hour entire thing.
I mean
But
that, but like you can't do that. Like they're finally getting where they can make 3 hour movies now. Because you remember like back like whatever, what was it, like 8 years ago,
yeah.
6 years ago, it was hour and a half movies. That's what people wanted to see. People weren't going to go see 2 hour, two plus hour movies.
But
So it was
Lynn.
like now it's starting to get where you kind of can maybe squeeze in a 3 hour movie here and there. But I mean, it's like the people fucking next to us. You could tell that they were not wanting to be there for 3 hours.
No.
Jacob leaned over before the fucking main fight scene and was like, dude, how long is this movie? And I went, I don't, 3 hours more, I hope. Like I'm over there like I could sit here for another 2 hours.
I hope it's 5 hours.
Yeah, no, because he looked at me, this was like the 2.5 hour mark, and I looked at my watch and I knew how long the movie was, so I was like 30 more minutes. But in my head, I'm like, I could sit here for another 2 hours and watch this shit.
Lynn, so here's my thing. The book is split into three parts.
Yeah, it's
So,
huge. That was my whole thing about when this movie was coming out and we were talking about. I was like, dude, I don't know how they're gonna make a second, like the full book in a second movie, because like the first book. Where that movie, where the first movie ends in the book is like not even halfway through the book.
well, no, it's part one, which is a third of the book.
Yes, exactly. So that was like my whole like thing with you. I was like, there's no way they fit everything into this movie.
But the whole thing is, I knew that they were talking about there's going to be a part three. And so I was like, oh, So they're
No,
going,
it's part three of Messiah.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, man.
But they're gonna, but he's gonna take his full blown spin on Messiah. Like,
No,
and
so, and let me tell you right here. I don't think anybody should read Dune Messiah.
because that's why I didn't read it, because you told me that.
I think Dune Messiah should be a 100 page epilogue to the first book.
Right, and like, because I was like, all right, because I finished the first book, and I was like, hey, Josh, I really want to read the second book. Like, I'm fucking in. And then you were like, I was like, he was like, you were like, no, it's really could be summed up into 100 pages. I went, well, fucking just give me a fucking little spark note, give it to me. And you gave
Yeah.
it to me in like 15 minutes. And it was just like, it kind of like it. He's gonna take his full blown spin on it. Like,
So, dude.
he's gonna add the holy war into it. He's gonna do everything into the third one, because what he has said as a director is that he's only doing three movies, and this is gonna be the final movie. And he's saying this is gonna be the best of the three.
Land. So, here's the thing. He's going to do the Holy War. But here's my thing. The entire second book is, but it's based on
Yeah, I know it is.
Paul and Chani being in love. Paul saying that he will never touch Princess Aurelian. That's the whole thing. Shh.
Who is a 12 out of 10? Who
Yeah.
is a genetically modified woman that is the most beautiful woman to ever walk this planet ever?
Land, the entire plot of book two is because the princess is saying, if you're not gonna love me, then I'm gonna set up an assassination for you so that I can gain power. The whole thing is her finding a way to kill him. Because he is so devoted to
To
Chani.
Chani. Yeah, and that was a big thing in this, like in the second movie, where it was like Chani was just not
But
happening.
yeah, but if
Chani
he...
knew what was happening when in the movie she made it out to be like Chani was like shocked when Paul asked for her hand. No, Chani knew about that way before that he even did it.
Yeah, but the thing is, the whole second book is set up by the
Chani
prince.
and Paul's love for each other.
Yeah, Paul and Chani's love for each other is why the princess becomes so jealous and heartbroken that she arranges Paul's assassination. That's the entire book,
How
is her
does Paul get
planning,
does Paul get assassinated?
huh?
Does Paul get assassinated?
No, he
Okay,
doesn't.
all right, good. I really didn't want to know that. At the same time, I was like, maybe I should
No, the thing
ask.
is, but also, I don't know how it shows up in the movie, but like in the book, the entire thing is she is so pissed off, not because Paul doesn't love her. She accepts that. But
She knew that. Yeah, she knows that.
she's like, you should have at least given me a child. She's like, if you gave me a child, I would have never cared. And he was like, I promise you, I never would have touched you because you're not Chani. And so she sets up an assassination that takes half a book to happen. And you know what, Land? It doesn't even fucking work.
Dude, that's fucking terrible, dude.
Land,
So like,
she.
he's gonna take a like a creative director stance, just do his own thing on it. Like, you could see that in the second movie, he was already forming it to the way he wanted it to be.
Land, she sets the way that it happens in the book is that the princess sets off one of the atomics in a neighborhood where Paul talks to like the poor people, and he becomes blind from looking at the explosion. And then he just walks off into the desert. And then Paul's sister, who does not show up in the second fucking movie, takes over.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so the character who has not been introduced in the fucking movie.
And then at home, they kind of gave a hint at her, and she's fucking 20 years old plus.
Yeah, so, Lan, in the book,
Oh my God, dude. What the
dude,
fuck?
so, Lan, the entire second book is only happens because Paul is obsessed with Shawnee. If he is not like obsessed with her, there's no reason for the second book to
Have you?
happen.
All right, let me ask you this because this was something I wanted to ask you about. Have you seen the TikToks that have been going around?
No.
And it really fucking irritated me where they were comparing it was Darth Vader and Paul and then Shawnee and the Padme, and then it was like switching, and it was just like, that's not what fucking happens. But the
No.
movie makes it seem like Paul's Darth Vader, where he's just like completely flips and turns into this whole different fucking person.
No, dude, I hate it too because, like, him and Chani are together and they love each other until the end. Like, they are the couple.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to see what he does with the third movie, but
You know, I'm so pissed off by the
don't get me
second
wrong, if
movie.
I did not, if I'm taking the movie out of it, I mean, if I'm taking the book out of it, it's a great fucking movie.
Oh, it's a
It's
great movie.
awesome, but
If
it's
you
hard.
know.
It's so fucking hard to at the same time, like because like because like my like I was talking to my dad earlier. I was like, you gotta go see, you would love this movie because he's when he watched the first one and loved it. I was like, you gotta go see this the second movie. And I was like, it is so hard for me to like this second movie, even though it's such a good movie. It's so hard for me to like it with me reading this me reading the book.
That's not what my mom, because my parents loved the first movie. And I was like, and so I talked to her today. I was like, the second movie is great if you have not read the book.
Yeah. It's tough, dude.
Dude, and that's the thing is, Land, like, I need to watch it with Liv
I'm gonna go re
again.
I might go rewatch this weekend. Like I might go again. I'm trying to get Sam or somebody to go with me again this weekend because Sam's the only one that would might want to watch it because he liked the first one. And
He
I'm
we
trying.
watched it. We
It was
watched
us
it with
three. It
him.
was us three. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I want to try to get him to. He said he might go with me this weekend. He said he's doing stuff with Sunny tomorrow.
I
But
doubt good luck.
yeah, I'm gonna try to go watch it again. I might try to go tomorrow or something.
I need Liv to
Either
get
that or
off.
I'll go by myself tomorrow. I'll go watch. I'm sure it's in the fucking Big D in Auburn. So.
Yeah, I'll probably go watch it next week with Liv, whenever she gets over her COVID or whatever.
Oh, you know what I might do? Fuck it, dude. My mom's leaving for the like my mom and my sister leaving for the Dominican tomorrow. I might just try to get my dad to go with me. Get a free movie ticket. Come on. Come
Come on,
on.
son.
Or just be like, "Hey dad, you want to go to a movie?" And then be like, "Hey, you want to buy my ticket too?"
Oh, actually, dude, next weekend, staying with my parents.
Bring Liv and y'all go watch it next weekend with your parents.
Oh, so my mom invited Liv to like the family girl retreat.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I might go watch it with my dad and the boys.
Hell yeah, the boys. Yeah, do
The
that. That'd be
fucking
good.
boys.
That'd be good. Do that. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I might try to go tomorrow and watch it again just to, I mean, because
I
I
wanna.
want to, I really, I mean, just like as like, it, just taking like as like a movie stance, it is a fucking great movie.
Dude, so here's the thing is I could not accept it as a good movie.
Just but yeah, I know. I agree.
The entire movie, I was sitting there saying, like, what the fuck is going on? Why is Chani acting the way she is? Like it honestly, like, it hurt me as a real fan. I like Here's the thing, I hate being like a fan of certain
Oh,
franchises.
I'm a hardcore fan. I don't care. I'll say it. I'm a hardcore fan.
I'm a fan of Dune, but like, Land, you don't want to be like the dudes that are like, oh, I'm into fucking Dune.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like, I don't like being one of those people, but they actively changed the story.
They did. They did. And I to take the devil's advocate here, I think he did this in a way to make the third movie the way he wants to make it and make it a franchise trilogy where it
Well,
rivals all these other great trilogies. And I look, I don't blame him. I mean, to be honest with you, I think he's doing it the way he wants to do it, where he thinks this could be one of the greatest trilogies, which I think it could be if you don't read the book.
yeah, well, so that's my thing is my one complaint for the first two books of Dune is you don't get to see the jihad throughout the galaxy.
And
Like
that's where he's gonna take it the way he wants to take it.
book one ends with the jihad is starting. And book two ends with it happened. Paul is the emperor of the galaxy.
Right.
So I don't know. I think if I give it a couple years and I forget a lot of the book.
Well, that's what I that's what that's kind of how I was going in the second movie, so
I went into the second movie being excited.
fresh, yeah.
I was very fresh and
Yeah.
I want to say that I like the movie, but like I don't know if I can. It really fucked me over.
With me not reading the book, now me knowing a lot of the book already, it made me dislike it in a way, but at the same time, I could still like because I'm a movie buff, dude. I fucking love movies, and like it is a great movie. So like, yes, I hate the fact of what it did with the book. I do, but at the same time, though, it is a fantastic movie. But the big turnoff was just Chan. That was the only thing that really bothered me about that movie was her. That was the big,
Well,
her and his sister.
yeah, but when Chani was just Paul from the
Yeah, I
book.
know. I know.
I'm so
It's hard. It's hard, dude.
I'm
Like,
sorry
I want to love it so much. Like, I'm trying everything I can to love this movie. I really am. You're just like you keep making points there. Just like it's making me not want to like it. And
But Lynn, these are all points that I made during the movie to
I know,
myself.
I know, I know, I know, I know. It's hard, dude.
But like,
Because I want to love it. I do. I really
Lynn,
do. But
I
if you
looked forward to this movie for so many months.
I know, and I did too. And like, now that we've had this conversation too, it's just kind of made me like, it's just made me just.
I'm sorry,
It's
Lynn.
hard for me to
I'm
like the
so
movie. It's hard
sorry.
for me to like the movie. And like, I knew it watching the movie that a lot of things were different. I really did. And I knew a lot that were made me not like the direction the movie was going in. But I wanted to like it so bad that I kind of like, did a little like,
Gloss
oh,
over it.
yeah, I glossed over it a little bit, but
Yeah, I
it's
don't
hard to
know.
fucking like it, dude. It really is. Like overall, like if you, it's a great movie. Like it's like
Well, that's the
if you don't bring the book into it, it is a great movie.
dude.
So like
So
anyone that wants to, like anyone that hasn't read the book, it is a fantastic movie. But if you've read the book, it's
I'm
gonna be a
sorry.
it's gonna be a turn off. Like it's gonna be like you're it, there is just so many potholes in that movie that it's just.
Well, they changed so many, like the plot points that they did include, they swapped them around just to make Paul look like he had to earn himself.
He didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, like I think the movie by itself, there's no complaints. Like,
I have none. Like as like just a pure movie, it is, there's no complaints.
if I can remove myself from the movie, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. But
But knowing what actually happens, it hurts me. It really does. And
So,
I hate that.
but you got to give it to people who haven't read the books and aren't going to read the books. It's going to be, if you haven't seen the movie, it's going to be incredible. Like you're going to think it's great, but
Oh, dude. Oh my God. If you had not read the books,
it
this.
is going to be one of the, I think it's one of the best movies of the past 5 years,
I think
if
it might
not.
be one of the best movies of the decade.
Yeah.
Like Dune Part 1 and 2.
Oh, dude, like there, like if you don't bring the books into it, this could be the great, one of the greatest, like it could be in the top three greatest trilogies of all time.
Yeah, easy.
You could easily put that in there with Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing, like, cinematic experience. It is an
Oh God.
amazing,
Oh God.
amazing
Like especially
series.
in theaters, like especially seeing Dune 1 and 2 in theaters, the music to the cinematics, everything is just fucking incredible. Like it is a great all around movie. Like they are incredible.
Yeah, so that's like if you're listening
I
in.
don't want to take too much off of that. You know, like it is an, they are in, like they will go down as the, if not, they'll go down in the top three, easy.
Yeah, I need a few years to forget the book, and I'll watch the movies again. I'll be like, oh my God, part two is a fucking amazing movie. But I think honestly, like that's my fault for reading the book 2 weeks before I watched the movie. That's my fault. Because if I had not reread the book, I probably would have forgotten a lot of the points I pulled up.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, damn, that was good.
Because you made your points before you watched the
Yeah, I mean, like the whole time that we were watching the movie, all of the points I pulled up, I was thinking of during the movie. It's not that I was looking back on it after watching. These are things that I thought of in the middle of watching the movie.
That's horrible. Like I was like trying, like there were, because like it, for me it's been what, 2 years since I read it, so like
Yeah.
there was a lot of things I did remember, but there was a lot of things I didn't, and I was trying not to remember them during that movie because I was trying to just enjoy the movie, but at the same time there was multiple things that caught me and I was like fuck, and I was just trying not to, I was like don't think about it, don't think about it, don't think about it, just keep going.
Oh, dude, they were so fresh in my mind. I was just like, you've
It's
got to be
hard. Yeah,
fucking
I can
kidding me.
understand that. It was really hard to not think about that kind of stuff while you're in there. So, because there was
Yeah.
multiple times I looked at you and you were just fucking just straight face, and I was like, oh no.
Dude, I was straight faced through the most of the movie.
I know. I noticed that. I kept looking at you. I was like, no.
I was trying to have fun, but I just kept thinking, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding
There was a
me.
couple points where I had a nudge you that were fucking sick.
Yeah,
Like
they were
the
sick.
worm behind Paul when he's walking up to all of them, dirty. The fight scene with the worms, dirty. Like it was, I mean, there was a
But,
couple,
like,
like,
you had to remind me. That was the thing, is that,
yeah, I know.
like,
And like, and I noticed it when I hit you, you're like, oh yeah, that's sick. That's sick. But then, like, you would go back to straight face. And I was like, no.
but, like, Lynn, from.
I tried bringing you back.
But like from hearing my notes, do you understand why?
Oh no, yeah, now I'm in like a, I don't know, I'm in like a little depression stage where I just don't really like the movie anymore.
Dude, I don't like that's the thing is like I don't think I liked
Because
the
like
movie.
I remember reading the book, and once I finished the book, calling you being like, this, I fucking loved this book. Like I loved it.
Yeah.
Like it was incredible.
Like
And then
rereading it, I think it was just as good, if not better, than the first time I read it.
oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dude, that's the thing
that
is
fucking
like,
sucks. That really sucks, dude.
dude, I want to say that
Because
I liked.
now that we've been here talking about it, like I've started hating this movie more and more as we've talked about it. It's
No.
so it's just like, oh, it's tough, dude. Because like I love it cinematically. Like I love it cinematically.
Yeah, but
But
like, I'm so sorry.
it sucks, dude.
Yeah,
It sucks, dude. It sucks. They could have made it better, man. They could have made it so much better. They could have made it three movies just off of this first book, and it would have been so good.
I think you make four movies, three
Make
movies
four.
off.
Like, I mean, I don't get the whole like you go past three movies and it's you can't go past three movies.
I think they should have done three
That's what
movies off the first book
I don't know
and
if it's
then one
something to
movie
do
off
or
the fourth.
yeah, like I don't know if it's something to do with like they think that if they go over three movies, it's just like they're trying to like do too much or something. Because I mean, yeah, if you go look at like based off the other movies that have gone past four movies after three, it's just sucked. Or
Yeah.
even if it's gotten to three and it wasn't like this could have been the one that could have changed that, where it would have been like four movies would have been incredible. Like you could have made four movies out of this without a doubt, and you would have still had the same box office, you would have had the same ratings on the movies, I think. And it's just tough, dude. Like
Yeah.
I
So, Lynn, what do you give your final ratings to Dune Part Two, the movie?
are we going am I taking am I accounting for the book or not? I'll give you an accounting without and with the book. Okay.
Okay.
You want a number or you want thumbs?
Both.
Okay, so without reading the book, I'll give you two thumbs.
Yeah.
With reading the book, that one's tough. I'll give you possibly one thumb, maybe whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Now, number wise, giving the movie without reading the book, number wise, I give you an 8.7.
Okay.
Reading the book, give you a 7.657. Like
Okay.
that's so biased because I can't give it a number based off the book because it is such a good movie. Like I can't give you a number based off the book. If I'm giving you just
So,
strictly off a movie standpoint, it is an easy 8.5 plus, if not a 9. Like it is a fantastic movie.
Here's what I'll say. I cannot divorce myself from the book just because I've read it so soon. I want to give it a one thumbs down, but if I can just like for a moment separate myself from the book, I'll give it a thumb and a half up. I'm sorry. It's a really good movie.
Your own detaching yourself from the book, you're only giving it a 1.5 thumb.
Yeah, but like,
Really?
Land, I'm trying really hard to separate myself
Detach
from
yourself completely from the book. Detach
it.
yourself completely. What do you give it?
It's a two thumbs up.
Okay, thank you. All right, all
It's a
right.
really good movie,
Okay,
but
thank you.
Land, it's
I
we're so
know,
close.
I understand, but you gotta
I
completely
know.
detach yourself from the
I
book.
would have given it four thumbs up if it followed the book.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I would have given it two thumbs and two big toes up.
Yeah.
We were so close. But yeah, so that's our episode.
Sorry, we're on a
Thank.
couple of tangents here and there,
Oh
but
yeah, we went on a few. Since we took a couple of breaks, I have no idea how long this episode is.
it's gonna be a long one.
It might be a two-parter. Probably not. Actually, no.
It's gonna be a
We're not a two-parter little podcast here. So it'll just be like a 2-hour episode.
It's all of 2 hours, if not more, Josh.
Yeah, it actually landed it. I think it's like 2.5.
Hell yeah, we did that
Yeah, well, so Land, are you down to be on more episodes in the future?
Without a doubt. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I don't know. I don't think the next book is gonna be for you, but I have a couple books on my shelf that will probably be more for you.
More geared towards me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you were supposed to be there for the Essex Dogs,
Yeah, that was
but
my fault. That was my
yeah,
fault. I was having a caffeine-induced almost heart attack, so I was.
Land, I had COVID.
I genuinely thought my heart was about to fail. So it was like one of those days. So,
Land, I had COVID. I was just drinking bourbon to survive.
yeah, I thought my heart was going to explode. So I really was not in the mood to sit still. So.
Oh my God. Well, but yeah, so I have a few books on my shelf that I think I'll bring you on for. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Have a good
Peace.
one.